Pergvov Mishnah Beis Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis mar chorev u'machreses v'yomeres. Every single day, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, a bas kol emerges from Har Sinai, from Har Chorev, and it announces, Oilem lebrios me'abona shel Torah. Woe unto mankind from the disgrace of Torah. What does this mean, the disgrace of Torah? So, the Mefarshim say that whether we're referring to Kiyum HaTorah, to the disgrace of Torah, that there's so many people that don't keep the Torah. Or the limud of Torah, the Torah is there, and people ignore it. They don't learn it. They let it sit in the corner, and they don't learn it properly. So that's a tremendous disgrace for the Torah. If the Torah was something that's not so important and not so valuable and not so beautiful, so then it wouldn't be such a disgrace that you're not using it. But the fact that Torah is so valuable, so important, so critical, and yet it's being ignored, That's a tremendous disgrace. And apparently, if people are ignoring it, it means that they don't properly appreciate its value. And why is this considered an oilohem labrios? So we know the Abarbanel in his Peirush here points out that we know that the world is built upon Torah. The world was created. We've learned this in Ravina Yonah in the second Mishnah, in the first Perek, that the Torah is omed al shlosha devar, means that the Torah was created. The world was created in order for there to be an arena for people to learn Torah and to do mitzvos and to daven and to do chesed. And if a person ignores that, so he's not only ignoring the purpose of creation, but the pasuk Yirmiyahu in Lobrisi Yomam Valayla teaches us that if a person doesn't keep the Torah, so it brings to the destruction of the world. That's the famous idea from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that if there's ever a moment in the world where someone's not learning Torah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return the world to Sov Avo. All of creation was dependent on Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. That's the Yom HaShishi. And therefore, because the existence of Torah is dependent upon Klal Yisrael learning Torah, so it's Oilem Lebrios if they ignore Torah, and maybe that's part of the name, Har Chorev. What does it mean, Har Chorev? So the Abarbanel points out as well that even the name Chorev, the idea of it is that if we're not learning Torah, so that mountain brings destruction.
Mishnah continues, Shekol mi she'eno osek b'Torah is nikra nozof. Anyone who doesn't learn Torah, anyone who's not osek in Torah, so he's called Nozof. He's rejected by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, Nezem Zahav Ba'af Chazir, like a gold ring that's in the nose of a pig. Ishiyaf of Asarastam. So it's like a woman, a beautiful woman, but she doesn't have tact. She doesn't have proper character traits. What's the idea of this pasuk? So the Tveris Yisrael has a very, very nice interpretation. Maybe we should start with the Pashas. The Pashas of this Pasuk is that the golden ring is a beautiful thing. And when you stick it in the nose of a pig, so then it means that you're not appreciating it properly and it's getting all dirty and disgusting. It means you don't really appreciate its value. A woman who is beautiful but doesn't work on herself and have good character traits, so she's also taking something which could be Shekhar Chen Behebel Ayofi Shiras Hashemi Tisalo. It doesn't mean that beauty is lacking all value, but it means that only beauty is not valuable. It has to come with other things. And if a person ignores that, so that means that they're really ignoring the ultimate value of what beauty is supposed to be used for. And therefore, what does this have to do with a Talmud Chacham or someone who doesn't learn Torah, a person who ignores Torah? If you have Chachmas HaTorah, but you don't then use it in the right context, you don't study it, you ignore it, so it's like the gold ring of the pig that's being sullied and dirtied by all of the dirt. And it's like the beautiful woman who has potential to be a great, tremendous person, but because she lacks character traits, so she's squandering all of her beauty. So too, a person is rejected by Kadosh Baruch Hu if he has access to Torah and he ignores it. The Tveris Yisrael has a very beautiful interpretation. He says that the nezem, the ring here, refers to the koach haseichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. And when you use that koach haseichel, instead of using it to understand Hashem, you use it to squeeze more money out of people. You use it to your advantage, to take advantage of others. So then that's like the pig who's using the beautiful gold ring as his method of uncovering garbage. So you're taking something that can be very beautiful and can adorn a person. You're using it for not ideal purposes. And so too with the person with his chachma. Okay, the Mishnah continues, Omer haluchos maisa lukim heima, v'amichtav michtav elukim hu, choros al haluchos. Altrik choros el cheiros. The pasuk says choros. Really, the Rabbanel points out, it should have said chakuk, be etched into the stone. So why does the Torah use the word charut? Because it wants you to be able to reread it as cheiros. She'en lecha ben choren el misha osek betalmud Torah. That the true free person is a person who learns Torah. You know, many times, from a secular perspective, people think that Torah is very limiting. And it traps us. And we're slaves to the mitzvos. And the real free person is the person who throws off the yoke of Torah and mitzvos. But the truth is completely the opposite. That a person throws off the yoke of Torah, so he becomes a slave to his taivos, he becomes a slave to his desires. You look around and you see people who are trapped by media and by advertising, and they can't free themselves from their passions and their desires. It's only a person who learns Torah and elevates himself above his natural animalistic drives. That's the only person who achieves true freedom. And the Torah Yisrael points out that the Mishnah here is trying to tell us that you might think, okay, so the first half of the Mishnah tells me how much I've disregarded the Torah and it's like a gold ring and I'm using it for, okay, Beseder, but at least I'm going to be a free guy and I can do whatever I want and I can party and live and have an amazing life. And the answer is that it's not an amazing life. You know, you have people when they're 18, 19, 20, they get a little freedom. They say, this is amazing. Let me go. I'm going to live a decadent lifestyle, do whatever I want, fulfill all my urges, all my taivas. And then as life continues, they're 25, they're 30, they're 35, they're 40. As they get older, and it can happen to much younger as well, but certainly when they're older and they realize, like, where's all the meaning? Where's all the value? All my relationships have been cheap. And they realize that they've completely been a slave to their desires and they haven't ever truly had an ennobling, meaningful existence. That's what we're being told here. Emlecha ben choron elmisha osek b'torah. Mishnah ends, v'chol misha osek b'torah harezim misale. Anyone who learns Torah, so he's elevated. Shenemar mimatana nachliel. If you use chachma, which is a matana from Hashem, and you use it for Torah and Maisim Tovim, so then, this is the Torah Yisrael points out, you'll be nachle kel, you'll inherit a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you'll get elukus and strength, and then from that, you will be raised up to a high level.